Now, you just want to go through the first the parshios of where what different karbonos are on in the different parshios. Parshios Achrimos. So there it mentions that Aaron has to bring par ben bokar lechatos va'ayil la'ola. Brings a par, that's parosh al Aaron, and that the blood goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And an ayil la'ola, and the par is mechaper on himself and on the other Kohanim. Makes two viduyim on the par. And he also brings an ayil. And from Klal Yisrael he brings two seir ha'izim lechatos, right? That's the seir lazozel and the seir ha'pnimi. One, the blood goes again inside also, and on the Mizbeach, and in the Heichel, and the other one sent away, and an ayil. So there's two elim here that doesn't really say what to do with them. Right? He brings an ayil for himself, elo ve'el ha'am. Right? His ayil, and they're an ola. The end of the parsha, after it says all the avodas that he does with the par and the two seirim, then it says, the yotza v'asa es olaso v'es olas ha'am v'chiper bado v'ada'an. After he finishes all the other avodas, he goes out and he, what's it called, brings his ola, which is the ayil, and the ola of the am, which is their ayil, the elo v'el ha'am. That he does after the avodas, the regular avodas of Yom Kippur. He brings the ayil, the two elim. That's an achrimos. In Emor, Torah says the following karbonos. Ach be'osher lechodesh ha'shvi hazeh yom ha'kippurim hu mikra kodesh yelachem v'yishav es nafsho seichem v'chom b'loch lo sasu. Doesn't say korbanos over here. Okay, here it doesn't say korbanos at all. It doesn't say any korbanos. Okay. So in Emor, it's Ach Be'osar, it doesn't say what's it called, Korbanos. In Pinchas, there it says the following. It adds other Korbanos. Those are the Musafim. So by Yom Kippur in Pinchas, it says, Uve'esor l'chodesh ha'shri azeh mikro chodesh yelachem yisro sav shetzeichem kom loch lo sasu. V'ikravtem ola l'ashem reich nichoach par ben bokor echad ayil echad kvosim b'nei shodah shiva tumim yu lachem. So one par, this is all musaf, one ayil and seven kvasim. So these we don't have before. These are the musafim. The question we're going to see in the Gemara is the ayil that's mentioned over here, is that the same ayil from before? It's just that it's the only musaf that's mentioned before is the ayil. And ayil echad, right? The ayil of, not the personal ayil of the kohen, that can't be musafim, but the ayil ha'am. Right, the one that that Klal Yisrael brings, is that ayil the same ayil that's mentioned over here? The nafkamina is l'chora. Why would only that be mentioned in Musafim? Because one of two reasons: either because that lechatchila is part of the Seder Hayom and has to be done in order or whatever, or because another reason they say is that the Briskerov says. The groz pshat. That's one pshat. The lechatchila has to be, it's part of the Seder Avodah. It's not just part of the Musaf. This one aisle of the Musaf is part of the Seder Avodah Yom HaKippurim. It's not just stam part of Musaf. The groz says, famous word, that Aaron HaKohen could do all these things any day he wanted and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. From the subsequent doors, it only can be on Yom Kippur. You need two conditions, Yom Kippur and this Avoda. But Aaron can do this Avoda any day of the year and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He doesn't have to bring a Musaf of Yom Kippur. That's specific to Yom Kippur. But the Ayil, even though it all you also Yotze, the Musaf, had to be brought by Aaron, right? And it had to be an Ayil for the Am in order for him to be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He didn't need the Shiva Kvasim and the Par, right, of Musaf, but he needed this. This, even though it was part of Musaf, it was ma'akev him to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, even a different day of the year, which wasn't Yom Kippur. Okay. So that's the Shaila. The ayil that's mentioned in Pinchas, as part of the Musafim, is that the same aisle that's mentioned in Achrimos? That's what we'll get to. Okay, what? There was Minachos there also, just like every carpenter was a Minach. Okay. Now the Musafim says after the Minchasa. What? No, there was, if it was part of the Musafim, there was a Mincha that went with it too. Sorry, doesn't mention it here. It mentions it afterwards. Minchasa is came. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. No, where are we up to? Ayin Omer Aleph, the bottom. Okay, now we have Rabbi Akiva. What's the order of Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer Par Ha'ola, the Shivash Kvasid in Tovet Shal Shachar HaYukrayim. The Par Ha'ola. Right, this is all part of the Musaf. The Par, Shiva Kvasim, and the Isle. So the Par and the Shivash Kvasim were brought with the Tovet Shal Shachar. The ones of Musafim were brought together with the Tovet Shal Shachar, after the Tovet Shal Shachar. Shenemar, Milvad, Ola Sabokra, Shirli, Ola Satobim. The Acher Kach, Avodah Sayov. And then he did the regular Avodah. So the Musafim all were done before Avodah Sayov. Except, we'll see the Ayah. Okay, but in any case, but the other, the Par and the Shiva Kvasim, were brought after the Korban HaTzchamid, before he started the other Avodahs. The Acher Kach, Seir HaNasa Bachut. And after that, then the Gra changes the girsa here. The Acher Kach Elo ve'el ha'am. Rashi says that like also. The Acher Kach Elo ve'el ha'am. The Acher Kach Emurei Chatos. After that, he brought the two Aelim. Right? Elo ve'el ha'am. Shenemar, Si'iri zim echad chatos, Milvad chatasa kipurim. Because then, what's it called? Really, this is not the girsa. Right, okay. In any case, it says Milvad, even though it mentions the Seir, Izim, Echad, Chatos, Milvad, Chatos, HaKippurim, right, and then it says, V'achar kach Elo, V'el Ha'am. And then, only after that, it mentions the Ayol and the El Ha'am, in Achrimos. So, the Ayol and the El Ha'am, which are, what's it called, his own personal Ayol, has nothing to do with Musaf, that everybody agrees was a separate thing. But the El Ha'am was part of the Musafim, was brought after the Avodah, so they split the Musafim up. The Ayol was brought after the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and the rest of the Musafim were brought before, according to Rabbi Akiva. And then the Emurei Chatos. The Acher Kach Tomet Shobein Arbaim. And then the Tomet Shobein Arbaim. And we said yesterday, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos against the Rambam, whether the Tomet Shobein Arbaim was brought in the last Tvila, Mamish at the end of the day when he lit the candles and he brought the Ketores, or in the third Tvila. And after that, nothing was brought. My time at Rabbi Lezer. Why does Rabbi Lezer hold what he holds? To receive, Ovid Kidichsiv. Right? He does it as it's written in the Torah. Rabbi Lezer follows the simple order of the Psukim. Why? Ovid Bereisha, the Torah's Kohanim. First he does what's written in Achrimos, the Hadar Ovid, the Chumash HaPikudim. And then he does what it says in Pidchas. So first he did the whole Avodah of Yom Kippur, and then he brought the Musafim. So the Musafim came after the Avodah of Yom Kippur, not before. That's the order of the Psukim. First comes Achrimos, then comes Pinchas. I, Rebbe Lezer, Hai Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, my Ovidlei. The Maisa, it says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. That, what's it called? One second. There's nobody here. Rabbi Akiva, Kediktani time. Right? Rabbi Akiva explained why he holds the other way. Because it says, Milvad Olas HaBoker, Asher Olas HaTamid. Right? It says, in addition to the Olas HaBoker, that's when you do the Musafim. Mashma, that's before you did anything else. As soon as you do the Korban HaTamid, you bring the Musafim. Alma Musafim, Im Tamid Shal Shachar Avidlo. Where it says, Rabbi Lezer, Hai Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, my Avidle. Why does he need that Pasuk, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim? Rabbi Akiva learns from that, that some of the Musafim, the Ayol, you bring after. Okay, he learns from Muvad Chatas HaKippurim. But according to Rebbe Lezer, everything is brought afterwards. So why do you need this pasuk for it to tell me the Ayol is brought after the Avodah? It doesn't come to tell me the order of when you bring it. It comes to tell me that it's Mechaper on the same thing. What does it mean, Rashi? The Akrakach Elo the El Ha'am, the Akrakach Imurechatas, call Elo Betvila Shlishis. Rashi and Tosus both say, all of this happened in the third Tvila. The Akrakach Tomit Shobain Arbaim, Betvila Chamishis. But the Tomit Shobain Arbaim was in the fifth Tvila, the final Avodas of the day. And the Rambam holds no, everything, including the Tomit Shobain Arbaim, was in the third Tvila. Although Iri Hocha Botsas Kapubachta, this Brisa doesn't mention Bichlal, that he went inside, changed his clothing again, to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the kaf and the machta, the spoon and the pan, for the coals and the incense. Why? The Pshitala, the Bosser Elo, the Elo Abi. That's clear that it had to be after he was makriv his aisle and the El Ha'am. Kedetanya Lekaban, Shekola Parsha, Nemra, I'll say later on, we'll see that the whole parsha was said in order, except for this one pasuk, and everybody agrees that the hotzas kafu machta was after he brought his own aisle and the el ha'am. Ovi kidechsiv, Torah's Kohanim, ksiva bereisha. Vayikra comes before Bamidbar. Hilkach il elo the el ha'am, the murei chatos, boser avodas hayom. And therefore the aisle and his aisle and the el ha'am and the murei chatos come after the avod of Yom Kippur. Then he took out the kafu machta. The akarkach musafim the tamid shel beinu, and then only after that the musafim, which is only mentioned in Pinchas, the tamid shel beinu arbayim, the seal of the soap, the chumash hapikudim. Hai milvad chatas hakipurim, the master the seir hachitzon kodim le'elo ve'el ha'am. My ovidly, what does he need to tell me that the seir hachitzon that comes before elo ve'el ha'am, that has to finish all the avod of Yom Kippur, right? Before he, what's it called, brings the Musafim, Maisa, what's it called, Rabbi Lezer learns that from the fact that you go according to the order of the Parshios. So why does he need this pasuk for? Bishlam milvado lasaboker la biyom kippurim siv. When it says milvado lasaboker by the Musafim, it's not talking by Yom Kippur. Umirigolim lo yolif. We don't learn it from the other regolim. The samich asidra lemevin honi the Torah's kohanim bereisha. Adarabba. From Yom Kippur, better to follow the order of the psukim. Now, I hide the custom of Yom Kippur and Gufei by Ovidle, but this pasuk is by Yom Kippur itself. The pasuk Milvado Lasaboker is talking about Musafim. The Rabbi Akiva learns that the Musafim come right after the Tomit Shachar is not by Yom Kippur. It's by what's it called Shari Golem. But we learn, according to Rabbi Akiva, Yom Kippur from Shari Golem, that the Musafim always are brought with Tomit Shachar. But Rabbi Lezer doesn't know that. So therefore, he learns that the Musafim come afterwards. But what does he need this pasuk for? Amash is emachaper, masnis ne perakama de shvuas, doris lehochi. The al sheyesh by yedia besof, ein by yedia betrila. Right? It's machaper on tumas mikdash vekadosha, that you didn't know that you were tamei when you went into the Beis HaMikdash, but you found about it afterwards. So, the seer anase machutz machaper. The seer that's made outside, right? Not the seer hapnimi. But the seer that's brought outside, that's mechaper. Shenemar u'seir chatos echad milvad chatos hakipurim. Al mash is zemechaper, zemechaper. They're both mechaper on the same thing. Ma pnimi eino mechaper el adover sheyesh bo yediyah kinefores hasam. Avchitzon eino mechaper. Just like the seer hapnimi is mechaper on something that you knew about, what's it called, in the end, but didn't know about in the beginning. It's not mechaper for something you never knew about. So too, this seir, the one that's done outside, also is mechaper. That's what you need that pasuk for. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Echad Kori Dim Tomid Shal Shachar, V'Shisha Im Tomid Shal Bein Harbayim. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Lezer that you don't bring all of the Musafim, what's it called? No, Rabbi Akiva, right? You don't bring all the Musafim with Tomid Shal Shachar. All the Kvasim you don't bring by Tomit Shel Bein Arshachar, right? One of them you bring with Tomit Shel Shachar, and six with the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. You split them up. You don't bring all seven kvasim with Tomit Shel Shachar. One you bring with the Tomit Shel Shachar, and six. And they want to explain the reasons for these. Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon said the name of Rabbi Akiva. Shisha craved him Tomit Shel Shachar. Just the opposite. Six you bring with Tomit Shel Shachar. The echad him Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. Only one with the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. Mamish the opposite. Okay, so we have three sheets of Rabbi Akiva. We have what the Brisa says Rabbi Akiva said himself, which is all of the Kvasim come with Tomit Shel Shachar. We have what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that one comes with Tomit Shel Shachar and six with Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. and what the Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon said, the name Rabbi Akiva, that one comes betamid, six come with Tamid Shal Shachar, and one with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Mishmos Rabbi Akiva. Echad bin Shiva Kvasim Rashi. Ovid, okay, we're going to okay. My Tamayu, the Rabbanan. What's the reason of the Rabbanan? Meaning, the original sheet in Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't say a name. Just brings down Rabbi Akiva's stam. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan in Rabbi Akiva. Trey Kroy Ksiva. It says two psukim. Ksiv Novad Olas HaBoker. It says, bring the Musaf in addition to the Olas HaBoker. Mashu, bring the whole thing right after Tamid Shal Shachar. Uksiv, the Yotza, the Asa, Esoloso. And then it says, what's it called? That he goes out after the Avodah of Yom Kippur and Asa, Esoloso, the Esolas HaAm. Mashma, that one of the Karbonos of Musaf he brings after the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And this we're holding now, that the El Ha'am is the same aisle as for Musaf. Hilkach Ovid Minayu Hacha, Minayu Hacha. Right? Therefore, what's it called? The Rabbanan over here means, no, the Rabbanan over here means, the what's it called? The Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon and Rabbi Huda. The Rabbanan who explained Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Right? Why do they hold you split it up? Why they hold the way they do, we don't know yet. But that they split it up because part of it you bring with Tamid Shal Shachar because Nuvad Olas HaBoker. And part you bring with Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim because you find that one of the carbon musaf you bring afterwards. So therefore, part of it you bring afterwards also. Ovid Chag, Kedesib Nuvad Olas HaBoker, Lismoch Mikcha Samusafim Lolas HaTamid. So better to bring some of the musafim right next to the Tamid Shal Shachar. The harder of it avodas hayom, the iomers kolam musafim yakridim tamid shal shachar. We're getting it. Okay, let's go on. Maika miflagay. What's the machlokas? Whether you bring one, right? We know from these psukim you have to split them up. The musaf. How do I know? Why does one hold? You split them up, and you only bring one of the shiva kvasim with the tamid shal shachar, and all six with tamid shal. Well, with what's it called? With the after the avoda. And the other man, the Omer, was the opposite. What's the reason? Rabbi Yehuda Sover Ovid Chad Kedeshiv Muvad Olas HaBoker. V'Hodor Ovid Avodas Hayom. Dil Mechul Shecholish Kohen Gadol. We're afraid the Kohen Gadol will be too weak. He starts to bring six more, what's it called, Kvasim. He'll get weak. He won't be able to do the Avoda. So, to be Mekayim, the Pasuk, that part of the Musafim have to be with Tamid Shal Shachar before the Avoda, do one. And then leave the rest for later. So he doesn't get tired with all of this before the Avodah of Yom Kippur, which is the Ikar of the day. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Savar, why does he hold just the opposite? Do all six and then leave one for later. Savar, Kivan the Askel of a Shisha, Dilma Pasha, right? Once he started, do all six, because maybe he'll forget about it, right? And it's easier to forget about the Musaf than to forget about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Your Avodah of Yom Kippur is something special. So he's not going to forget about that. But the Avod of Musaf is a regular, every yontif thing. So he may forget about that. The Lagabi Avod is Hayom Zorisu. Right? If it comes to Avod is Yom Kippur, he's a Zoris. He's not going to forget. Mashenke, the other ones he may forget. So better to do, you didn't already do all six, and only leave one for later to Mekayim the Pasuk. Rashi, V'hadar Ovid Avod is Hayom, the Iomer is Kolam Musafim Yakrivim, Tomit Shoshachar, Dilma Cholish, V'lomotzi Lebevet Avod is Hayom, V'wikra Kapora. Nikra Kapora is Avodas Yom Kippur, not the Musafim. So better, he shouldn't get tired with the Musafim, let him just do one, and save the rest for after the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Dilma Pasha, V'lo Ovid Luach Rav Avodas Hayam. We're afraid, just the opposite. If he doesn't do six of them, then afterwards he's going to be Poshea, and he won't do them. L'may Dechaish is Dilma Cholish, Lekal Amechash. Why isn't he Choshes, Rav Elazar of Shimon, like Rav Yehuda, that maybe the Kohen Gadol will get tired? L'gabe Avodas Hayom Zorisu. He's Zoris when it comes to Avodas Hayom. He's not going to get tired. He gets extra renewed strength to do the Avodas Hayom. Umachlif Koach. The Kulu Musafin Lo Ovid, the Torah's Kodim Kodim. The Tzorek Lekayim Zu Vizu, Seder Akosu, Mitzvah Amakros. He doesn't bring all of them to begin with because of Mekayim the two Psukim. One that seems to say you do the Musafin with the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the other that says you do it after the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So Mekayim that, we do six first and then one later. Okay. Dekulei alma mihas chad ayilu. But according to everybody, the aisle that he brings is the same aisle for Musaf. And we learn from that that the part of the Musafim come after the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Because it's the same aisle. It's not a different aisle. Even though it's not, it's mentioned in Achrimos, the same aisle that's mentioned in Pinchas is the same aisle that's mentioned in Achrimos. Taman, who does that go according to? That it's all one aisle. Terebi. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ayel Echad Omer Khan, Hua Omer Bechumash HaPikudim. The Ayel is mentioned in Achrimos. The Yotz of Yosas, Elo, the Eil Ha'ab, that's mentioned in Achrimos is the Ayel of Musaf. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Shnei Eilim. Hey. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says there were two Eilim. Echad Ha'omer Khan, the Echad Omer Bechumash HaPikudim. As he argues on Rebbe, and he says, and it's two different Tanaim and Rebbe Lezer Rishimin, because going to the we have before, Rebbe Lezer Rishimin agrees also for the same reason that what's it called that the aisle came after, and it's the same aisle. But in any case, there's a different day in Rebbe Lezer Rishimin. He argues on Rebbe, and he holds there were two separate aisle. He had to bring an aisle himself. Klal Yisrael had to bring an aisle besides the Musafit that was part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and then another aisle for Musaf. That's Rebbe Lezer Rishimin. My time of the Rebbe, Deceive Echad. That says one, right? Ayel Echad, by the Musafit. Sebastian, there wasn't another Ayel. This is the only one. Rebbe Lazar Shimon, my Echad, miyuchad shebe'edro. Echad doesn't mean there was only one. It means you bring, if you're bringing the Ayel from your own herd, you bring the best one. From Rebbe Nafkala, mi mivchar nidorecha. Rebbe learns that halacha, you have to bring it from the best of your herd, from mivchar nidorecha. If you bring a nether, it has to be from the best of your herd. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Chad, Bechov, Chad, and Adavu, Tzrichi. And Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, you need two psukim. Want to tell me that if you bring a nether, a voluntary korban, you have to bring it from the best of your herd? But I might think that if you bring a mandatory korban, it doesn't have to be from the best? Or vice versa, so you need both psukim. Rashi. The Kulei Alma Miho, Bein Rebbe Lazar, Bein Rebbe Akiva, Chad Ayil, Hugatzibu. The kula wants only one aisle that the tzibur brings. The same aisle they bring for the korban musaf they bring, which is mentioned in Achrimos. The kula amr imre ael ha'am velo ayri be'el akosim b'chumash ha'pekudim klau. They're all speaking about ael ha'am. They don't even mention another aisle. That ael ha'am is the aisle of musafim. Ha'amr kan b'toris kohanim v'ayel echad li'ola. When it says in Toris kohanim v'ayel echad li'ola is not the same one. Utsrichi. Sheesh das nota lomer de dava mufcheres. There's a smart to say that when you bring something that's an adava, right? You bring it. What's it called? Not because you have to bring it, because you want to bring it, right? Then you should bring it from the best. But if you have to bring it, there's no chiyuv to bring it from the best. The yesh das nota lomer chovate mufcheres. Since you have to do it the best way. If you are anyway volunteering, you can volunteer anything you want. So therefore you need two psukim to tell me that both of them have to be mi mivchar nidorecha.